Guys.
Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know I sure am because we made it and now it's Friday.
Friday, motherfucking Friday. Everybody's ready for the weekend,
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend.
Let us get to our contestant, who is Josh in Auburn. Josh, are you there?
Yes, I am.
And Josh, were you by chance tuned into the men's room yesterday at 5:40 for the cheat sheet?
Unfortunately, I was not in my car at that time.
That's okay. That's okay. You were clearly doing something that involved integrity.
Well, Josh is ready, Steve, so that means you need to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Josh has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get three guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Who is the mascot of McDonald's?
Ronald McDonald.
He is. In The Sandlot, what animal do the kids have a shared fear of?
Dog.
Yes. Chicago is located on the shores of what lake?
Michigan.
Correct. Peter Sellers was the first man to be on the cover of what magazine?
Time?
No.
Pass.
What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Yo-yo?
No.
Pass.
What president ended the United States' participation in the Vietnam War?
Nixon?
Yes. What is the official language of Egypt?
Egyptian?
No.
Pass.
Dick Grayson is more commonly known by what name?
Who?
Dick Grayson.
Ass.
Who said float like a butterfly, sting like a bee?
Muhammad Ali.
Correct. What band does Brandon Boyd sing for?
Ass.
Peter Sellers was the first man to be on the cover of what magazine?
Vogue?
No. Well, Josh, you got five correct. Split right down the middle. I'm just going to say, you know, set an alarm. Listen to that cheat sheet. 5:40. You can tune in on the Odyssey app. Don't have to be in your car. Steve.
Yes.
You weren't listening to the cheat sheet yesterday, right?
No, I was not.
Are you ready? Yeah, Daddy, let's go! Who is the mascot of McDonald's?
Grimace.
No.
Ronald McDonald.
Yes. In The Sandlot, what animal do the kids have a shared fear of?
It's got to be a dog.
Yes. Yeah. Chicago is located on the shores of what lake?
Oh, crap. Lake Erie?
No.
Lake Michigan?
Yes. Oh. Peter Sellers was the first man to be on the cover of what magazine?
Hustler.
No.
GQ?
No.
Rolling Stone.
No. What was the first toy to be advertised on television?
Was that a Slinky?
No.
Play-Doh?
No.
G.I. Joe?
No. Damn. Which president ended the United States' participation in the Vietnam War?
That's Nixon.
It is. What is the official language of Egypt?
Egyptian.
No.
Spanish.
No.
Russian.
No. Dick Grayson is commonly known by what name?
Robin.
Yes. Who said float like a butterfly, sting like a bee?
Muhammad Ali.
He did. What band does Brandon Boyd sing for?
Incubus.
Incubus. And with a little more time on the clock there, Steve, you got 7 correct. And that is a victory.
Let's go.
7-5.
Good game, Steve.
It was a good game, Josh.
Have a great weekend, Josh.
Peter Sellers was the first man to be on the cover of Playboy.
He was on with a woman as a joke. I didn't even think. I should have just said Playboy as well.
The first toy to be advertised on television. You were right in the wheelhouse. It was Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head.
The official language of Egypt is Arabic.
Duh.
Duh.
Definitely not Russian.
Congratulations on your victory, Steve. Hey, if people want to check out the new I Beat Migs shirt, it is available right now exclusively in the Rock Shop at KISW.com. Steve Migs, I've been having this issue with my husband, Brad, with cohabitating with him. I mean, the list is long, but this is one that's at the very top right now. And this could apply to anyone who has a roommate, a partner they live with, living with their parents, anybody. Brad uses all of my products in the shower.
Well, you both have nice long hair.
He does, but the difference is I dye my hair. So I use a very specific shampoo and conditioner system that's for like color treated hair that's supposed to help, you know, the longevity of the color, whatever. He is using that shampoo and conditioner every day.
Well, does he have other options?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's had his Head and Shoulders or whatever. But I keep telling him, can you just go buy your own man stuff? Because this is it's $50 per bottle.
I hate to be that guy, but...
Oh, God.
Can you just buy it for him?
I did!
And he still used your stuff?
He still sometimes uses my stuff. And I bought him this kind that works for men. It's it works for the beard, it works for the hair, it works for the body. It's a 3-in-1 thing. But he likes my expensive stuff, which I really have a problem with him using because he doesn't need it.
Yeah, I think you just got to accept that that's just how it is. For a while, I used to get annoyed because my wife would use my razor. And it wasn't so much that's gross or anything. It was just it would dull the blade after a while. I'm like, man, you have a razor. Why are you using my razor? And then finally I hit a point, I'm like, why do I care? I'll go on Amazon and buy one of those bulk orders of the razor so I can just replace it whenever I want.
Does she use your bald head razor? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, she shaves her head as well. No. She wears a wig. I don't know if you know that. That's why her hair looks so good all the time.
The little handheld one?
No. She uses the actual Gillette razor.
The best a man can get.
And a woman, apparently.
Well, this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And we'll start with Garen on Kamano Island. Garen, do you share your shower products or do you have your own?
Hell no, I don't share my shower products.
That's the real man right there.
So is it because you just don't like her using your stuff, or does she just have a different taste, I guess? I don't know what else.
Regimen.
Yeah, yes.
Well, I'm kind of having the opposite problem of what I was hearing before. So my girl will use my shower gel sometimes. And I don't know about you, but for me, I can't stand, an hour later, it's 9 o'clock, we're in the bedroom, I start to, kiss her and whatnot, and all of a sudden, she smells like me. And
that would be the ultimate aphrodisiac for me.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I'm like, yeah, I'll pass. I'd rather you smell like something else other than me. So.
Babe, you smell like a dude, and it's me. I don't want to make out with me.
206-803-ROCK, Mike from Covington. Do you share your shower products or do you have your own?
So, before I got married, I used to wash my hair with soap. I didn't really care, but in the shower, I just reach for whatever's closest to me. I told my wife, I said, if we have a fire, I'm grabbing all your makeup and hair products because it's the most valuable stuff in the whole house.
Seriously.
Dude, every once in a while I see the little email receipt on what you just purchased. I'm like, that is expensive. I'm glad I'm bald. I don't have to worry about this kind of crap.
Lucky.
Yeah, because we share the same bath, body soap. But I use the body soap on my head, too. I don't need shampoo for this. I don't know if you know that.
For all that?
Really? I use conditioner, of course. Oh. Yeah, yeah. Dan, do you share your bathroom stuff with Linda?
We have our own stuff. However, if I run out, I will use hers.
Yeah.
Yeah, Dove, you know, whatever. And we actually, you know what? Now that I think about it, we use the same hair stuff.
Mm.
Yeah. She doesn't use my green hair dye, though.
No, I noticed that.
The Daily Mix Show.
For the 2025 schedule release, the Seahawks put out this parody-style video, and it looks like a 90s action figure commercial.
It is so great, and I want to own all these action figures.
Many people are very into it, Steve Miggs, while others are taking shots at the team, of course. So we're going to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seahawks unveiled their 2025 schedule, and they decided to do it in a fun way, a little nostalgia.
A lot of people are saying that the Seahawks were put out the best of all, because all these teams do it. They come up with creative ways to release the schedule, and they're always hokey and silly.
It's like this 2-minute parody style video. It kind of resembles a 90s action figure commercial, and these are some of the highlights.
Popstar Spoon is back, and he's making noise.
We in Seattle, man.
They even got the voice.
So perfect.
Like the voice that just makes me think we're back in 1993.
Spoon is back, and he's making noise.
We in Seattle, baby. Yes, sir. Shout out to the Twins. Hey, y'all know how we
but
do.
But he's under attack. It's the Minnesota Viking, the Tampa Bay Buccaneer, and the Arizona Cardinals. Is Spoon cooked? No. It's Hawks legend Steve Largent with power hand. Go Hawks! Uh-oh. It's the Falcons. Saints. Panther. But they're no match for Bam Bam Cam's Bam Bam Van. And who's riding along? It's Marshawn. Get off me, he says. Just a baby stiff arm. Oh, that's going to get him a fine. Fine money not included. Go!
Okay, at that point, that's when they have the action figure.
My ding ding.
Grabbing his ding ding.
Grabbing my ding ding.
Perfect.
It's so funny.
Go Hawks! It's the 49ers, spewing 90s nostalgia. Time for the Hybrog, High Velocity Heavyweight, Heroic Hunter, Supercharged Supreme Sprinting Stealth Sentinel BattleBot with functioning flamethrower. Go Hawks!
All figures in place that sold separately. Well, actually, they're not sold at all. This is all fake. Hoping to meet your hopes up. Well, I mean, if enough people wanted them, it could maybe happen. Anyways, here's the schedule.
And then they give you the schedule. I got to say that they said these toys aren't being made, but based on a lot of the comments, people want these toys to be made.
I think it should definitely happen. And not everybody agrees with our sentiment about really enjoying that commercial, Steve. So let's go straight to the comments.
Go Hawks!
Okay, so we figured let's get some of these comments about the Seahawks schedule video. And who better to read it than a true icon in the 90s? Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Perfect.
I do love also they kind of talked about the kingdom, and they said, with the powdered soap. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot all about that.
We need to bring back powdered soap.
Do we?
I loved it.
I'm not even a Seahawks fan, but this is great.
Yeah, I saw a lot of like non-Seahawks fans are like, I got to give it to the Seahawks. This is a pretty awesome video.
Nice.
Cool video. Too bad the Seahawks suck and won't make the playoffs.
Not true.
Oh, we're winning
we're
the whole
totally
Super Bowl.
Going all the way.
Yeah, for the next, like, 5 years.
Everybody knows that.
I mean, to quote that commercial.
Go Hawks!
Right? Yeah. All right, here's our next comment about it.
Too bad they didn't make an Earl Thomas figure that flips people off.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Like a kung fu grip that turns the middle finger.
Oh, the missed opportunity. There's still time, though.
You think they're still salty about that one?
Probably.
I mean, he just came to town. Yeah. I feel like at this point, maybe we're okay with Earl Thomas.
ET3.
It's okay for you to have Marshawn grab his ding-a-ling, but you can't have Earl Thomas flip off the coach?
Come on. Come on.
As a Niners fan, this shit's hella funny.
I like that. Niners with their 90s nostalgia, whatever it was. Gosh. That was a great line.
So funny.
Imagine having to reference old players in your scheduled release because you have zero current stars on your team. The 90s nostalgia line was fire, though. LOL.
Well, I mean, that was the whole premise of the video. It's to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the team. And it all starts with Witherspoon, who's a current player in the Seahawks. Why am I arguing with somebody on social media?
That's the worst place to have an argument.
This is why I don't go to the comments, because then I get all worked up about like the logic behind whatever they're trolling us about.
Too many ding-dongs on the internet.
Old video, Rams are still beating your ass.
I guess we'll find out this season now, won't we?
Yeah, right.
Some are saying that the 49ers have what might be the easiest schedule of the season, and that the Seahawks have a pretty good schedule as far as like where the placement of the games are. Like, we're not going to have three games in 11 days, which is nice. Yeah.
I'll take the whole set, please. I'll pay the shipping, tariffs. I hate how much I like this.
I did love seeing like Seahawk players commenting on the video. Like, I think of Marshawn Lynch, he commented on how much he loved it. Also, Big Walt, Walter Jones did as well. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm here for it. I think we should do more of it.
In what way?
Make more of those types of promos and things like that. It's so funny. I just loved it. It brought me back.
I think they got to make those action figures.
They got to do that too.
They would make so much money.
I will invest. The Daily Mix. Imagine coming home and finding a naked man in your house.
It's but Brad.
But he ate all your ice cream. It's also Brad. We're going to tell you what's trending after Aerosmith. We know that for many of you, you are just waking up, you're getting some coffee, and you're trying to sort through the world of pop culture. And it is a busy place out there. So we're going to help out and tell you what's trending.
It's trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Can you imagine coming home to find a naked man in your house? It's not just naked, but ate all your ice cream as well.
Oh, I imagine that every day.
We're going to tell you all about that in a minute. But first, Cassie Ventura is the ex-girlfriend of Sean Diddy Combs. She's one of his accusers. She has been on the stand for days in a row now, and cross-examination is continuing. They need her to wrap up her testimony, though, pretty soon, because she's 8 months pregnant.
What if she gives birth while doing all this? That would be the craziest story.
They are hoping that she will conclude by this weekend so that she can go off and have a baby now. But that is a lot going on, a lot of stress happening when you're about to bring a baby into the world.
I haven't been keeping tabs on everything that's going on with Diddy, but I got to imagine, I'm not a fan of jury duty. If I could get out of jury duty, I'll do it in any way, shape, or form. But I wouldn't mind being one of the jurors for this situation, because I got to imagine that this is going to be some crazy stuff going on.
She put a lot of detail in the stories about these drug-fueled, you know, freak-off parties and things of that nature. Talked about the hotel altercation that happened about 10 years ago where, you know, there was some violence that went down. Yeah. But then they also unveiled some text messages between the two of them where they were kind of his defense team was trying to say that she was okay with all of this that happened.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, the story just continues to get more and more wild.
It's insane. And then more and more people come out about it. But, yeah, I mean, did you see the picture of him, like, before he went to jail? And then the picture of how he's looking nowadays? And everyone's like, did he just age 20 years?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
It's that bad, huh?
I'll
give it a Google.
Hey, this is a strange story that happened in Los Angeles, but it's going viral right now because a man returned home to find a naked person in his bed asleep. Apparently, the guy ransacked the house, and here's the homeowner, the guy that walked in on this naked dude, talking about what happened.
As I stuck the key in, I could see the entire kitchen had been ransacked, completely naked, sleeping in my bed. He was yelling to me and my friend and also the officers, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to effing kill you. He ate a box of ice cream sandwiches. He ate Dole Whip.
How many ice cream sandwiches are in the box?
There's got to be like 8 or 12 in there, I think.
This guy needs a nutritionist in addition to a therapist.
Yes.
He ate Dole Whip, a whole box of Beyond Beef burgers. He stuck in the microwave, cooked them, and then ate them.
That's gross. Oh. You got to at least air fry it, man.
Yeah, microwave? No, thank you.
And Dole Whip as well?
Ugh. And then spit a big wad of gum of the size of a softball, like, on my kitchen table.
This guy sounds like the worst person ever. You think?
Probably a couple drugs.
Well, yeah.
The NBA playoffs are underway in the East. It is the New York Knicks. They're one win away from the conference finals, leading the Boston Celtics 3-2. Game 6 is tonight at Madison Square Garden.
You've been watching some of the NBA playoffs. I haven't watched any of it.
Brad really just only watches NBA when it's playoff season. I mean, so we're watching it. We've watched more NBA playoff basketball than I have Mariners games.
Does it still take about an hour and a half for the last 30 seconds of a game to end?
It is maddening.
It's so... I remember one time being like, oh, we got to go somewhere. I'm like, oh, there's only 30 seconds left in the game. We'll leave once it's over. And then it was like 20 minutes later, it felt like.
I think it's worse than any other sport as far as the last, you know, few minutes. Indiana Pacers are moving on after knocking out the Cavaliers in 5 games. They're going to be facing the winner of that Knicks-Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals. And then over in the West, we have the Denver Nuggets that forced a Game 7 against the top-seeded Oklahoma City Thunder.
I don't care about basketball, but I want to forever see that the Oklahoma City Thunder never win a championship.
That decisive game will be this Sunday afternoon. And then the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're hanging for right now, and they have punched their ticket to the Western Conference Finals after taking down the Warriors 4-1.
I know what's going on with the NHL playoffs right now. So you got what?
No, it's just funny because I was literally thinking, man, doesn't basketball just go forever in the postseason too? And then I was thinking, oh, but no, hockey does too.
Hockey,
and then you go straight
into
hockey. I was like, it's still happening?
Oh, yeah, dude, we're in the second round right now.
Yeah.
The Hurricanes, they just got their spot in the Eastern Conference Finals. They beat up the Capitals in 5 games. The Maple Leafs, they're facing elimination. They're going to be taking on the Florida Panthers tonight. They're down 3-2 in that series. You got in the West, the Edmonton Oilers. They're going to the conference finals. They beat the Vegas Golden Knights. And then the Winnipeg Jets, who were the best team during the regular season, they're just holding on for dear life because they ended up winning 4-0 over the Dallas Stars. So game 6 is tomorrow night in Dallas. That's going to be a good one. If I had to recommend one game to watch, I feel like that would be the one to watch for sure.
TikTok has this new thing happening called One is Poison. Have you heard of this?
No
one
idea.
Is poison. This is very popular on TikTok. Basically, you set out a bunch of candy on a table, and then your opponent will decide one piece is the poison. And you try to eat as many as you can without actually eating the poison one.
So it's not actually poison.
No, it's just pretend poison. And then you
what
get
fun
to...
What is that?
Oh, Steve, it gets even better. You get to win pretend money. Theoretically, every time you eat a piece of non-poison candy, it's $100,000. So this is a couple explaining the game and also playing it.
Each of these Skittles is worth $100,000. However, one of them is poisonous. How many are you willing to try and eat?
10.
Okay, close your eyes. I'm going to point to the poisonous one.
Get rich or die trying, right?
I don't think that's... Let's win some money. 2, 300K. 4, 500K.
Why don't they just play Monopoly? This is stupid.
Or rock, paper, scissors, like any other game.
I think it'd be fun, though, like if you did like that kind of a vibe where it's like one of the candy is poison, but you just have like the gnarliest tasting candy and you just don't know what it is until you put it in your mouth and taste it. Like, that could be fun.
I'd play that game with you.
All right. Let's go get some candy.
The Daily Migs Show.
Would you like a shot at beating Steve today? He has a record of 157 wins, 57 losses, and 38 ties in 2025. Call now, 206-803-ROCK, and we will play Beat Migs at 850.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio?
try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.